It's been a long time since we've been to Vermont. Would you like to go?
Well, I'd always like to go, but I think this is a especially good time of year because the colors are better in Vermont than they are probably anywhere else in the country, except maybe the Smokies.
Or maybe Aspen, Colorado. Well, all right, let's take a little trip to Vermont then, and let's think of a good spot to stay and maybe do a little vicarious upping and downing through the good old Vermont hills.
Well, my favorite spot to stay is a place called The Summit. It's just outside of Rutland, Vermont, which is pretty far south in Vermont. And it's on the Killington Ski Area Access Road, which is a funny little road just out a few miles from Rutland.
Yeah, once you get to Rutland, you can't go wrong because anybody could guide you. You go up to the top of the pass and make a right and up a little road. And yes, now I have it in my mind. It's right on the crest of a hill.
Yes, and you might find snow by this time of year. We were there once in October, and there was snow on the ground.
I recall the Swiss chalet appearance of the whole thing.
Most beautiful hotel I think we've ever stayed in a very unusual way, in that it's what's very home-like. There's a great big room off the lobby, furnished like a very large living room with a fireplace at each end of it, and lovely, comfortable furniture, the feeling that you really may make it your home while you're there.
It has a hand-hewn look to it. For example, the door to your room has a latch on it, rather than the old motel-hotel key arrangement. The door is handmade. The bed that you sleep in, remember?
Yes, they have taken great advantage of the many old barns in the area, and they have torn down barns that were not in use and have used this beautiful silver-gray barn wood to make headboards, to panel walls, to make chests of drawers. Everything has this lovely old wood look, including, and this sort of amazed me, the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen a wood-paneled bathroom before, and yet they have them at the Summit, and they're very attractive, very pleasant-looking rooms, all of them, because of this. It has the warm glow of wood about it.
There's a two-story entrance as you come into the lobby, and on the walls they have old things, you know, real old Vermont things, like the equipment that's come out of the hay fields, and they have old muskets. Things like that just give it a very real feel.
And a marvelous big St. Bernard dog that lies by the door.
I'd forgotten about him, yeah.
And
let's see, what are some of the facilities? I think maybe we should be a little specific, Yuriko.
The people who own the Summit are very fond of tennis, and so they have a couple of very good tennis courts there, and they have tennis matches during the summer. I got a note from them just the other day that their tennis coach is staying on through a good part of October this year and will be there on hand to teach those who are interested. They also have a stock pond where you can go fishing. They have the usual billiards and ping pong, and riding is available in the vicinity.
The main family room, sort of a great living room, has, as Joe indicated, a fireplace at one end of the room and a fireplace at the other end of the room. And to me, this is real luxury.
Yes, and it has some lovely old antiques in it that still seem sturdy enough to be used. You're not scared of them. They're early American kind of antiques that fit the area. And a marvelous view off toward the Killington ski area. And it's a marvelous place to start out from if you're going wandering just to look at the fall colors. You can drive from the Summit in any direction into Vermont or New Hampshire.
We started out to talk about color in this little bit, didn't we? A vicarious trip through Vermont, New Hampshire, this time of year must mean admiring the mountains, because while they're not as huge and rocky as the Rocky Mountains in the West, they have that wonderful, completely covered. It's almost like a velvet lawn, and this time of year the velvet turns into a million different colors.
Oh, and we should mention that when we were last at the Summit, they had a very excellent chef, and I hope they still do, with a very pleasant dining room. And again, the dining rooms have been very carefully designed to seem very warm and friendly. with great wagon wheel lights in the ceiling, and very pleasant waitresses, and a most delicious gourmet type of food.
If that hasn't tempted you, I don't know what will. We hope you enjoy your trip to Vermont, and when you get there, just outside of, what's the name of the town?
Rutland.
Now you've passed your examination, look for the Summit Lodge. It's right on the summit. It's very, very pleasant.